Preparing for a possible invasion. I'm Mary Corsetti, Fox News. That's what the people of Ukraine are doing, as more than 100,000 Russian troops loom at the border between the two countries.
U.S. officials say the Russian invasion of Ukraine could begin as soon as Wednesday, and that's why the U.S. Embassy here in Ukraine has ordered its staff to leave. Now, Ukrainian citizens are training very hard for what they say they need to master guerrilla warfare. Ukrainian citizens and mothers like Valentina learning weapons training as well and how to launch an insurgency if Russian forces show up to this capital city of 3 million. President Biden has ordered 3,000 additional paratroopers from the 82nd Airborne Division based in Fort Bragg to Poland. Other troops are headed to Romania. While the U.S. military is bolstering forces in NATO countries bordering Ukraine, it's pulling the small number already here.
Fox's Lucas Thomason. And authorities are now trying to clear vaccine mandate protesters off the crucial Ambassador Bridge that links commerce between Detroit and Ontario.
Even though they opened one lane on the Ambassador Bridge, the authorities say that's just not going to cut it. This is cutting off access to lots of goods and trades and people, they say, that need to be using that bridge on a daily basis. The Ambassador Bridge across from Detroit, they're trying to clear the demonstrators there who are trying to fight back against the COVID-19 measures here in Canada. They blocked that crossing into North America. It's one of the busiest international crossings for 6 days and counting. Police in Windsor, Ontario tweeting that they've now have commenced enforcement at the bridge near that area.
Fox's Alexis McAdams. Meanwhile, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is being questioned by London police as part of the investigation into parties thrown in Downing Street during COVID lockdowns. Johnson has denied any wrongdoing, but he is alleged to have been up to 6 of the 12 events that are being investigated by police. If he's found to have broken his own government's COVID rules, the Prime Minister could be fined and face even more pressure to stand down. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams is calling on social media companies to ban rap videos that glorify violence after two young rappers were shot within days of each other.
18-year-old Jaquan McKinley, he was shot and killed last weekend. Now, the teen was known on the streets as an up-and-coming drill rapper. He was gunned down as he was leaving a recording studio in Brooklyn. And this is less than a month after a 22-year-old rapper was shot and killed in the same borough hours after signing a record deal. New York City Mayor Eric Adams said Friday before these deaths, he was actually unfamiliar with drill rapping. It's a specific form of rap that tends to have dark and extremely violent themes, including killing with semi-automatic weapons.
Fox's Laura Engel. And a drunk bus driver in Florida taking kids home from school got himself a trip to the hospital.
It was a co-worker of a 60-year-old bus driver who tipped off their supervisors that the driver had booze on his breath. This driver, who left in the wrong bus, was transporting 40 students and dropping kids off along the route. When they caught up with him, he fell off the bus while exiting, saying he couldn't breathe. After being taken to the hospital and trying to run away from the police, the man eventually was charged with DUI. The Florida Highway Patrol had already cited this guy earlier in the week in connection with a school bus crash on that same route. John Saucier, Fox News.
Meanwhile, a major Olympic ruling will be made within the next 48 hours regarding alleged doping by one of the game's standout stars.
Russian figure skater Kamila Valieva's Olympic doping case will have a court hearing on Sunday, with a ruling by Monday afternoon. The Court of Arbitration saying that the 19-year-old skater, who is a favorite to win the individual gold medal, tested positive for a banned substance that was found in heart medication. The test was taken in December, with results coming back this week, after Camila had already won a gold medal in the team figure skating event. She was scheduled to compete in the individual event on Tuesday. However, her fate is now up in the air pending the court's ruling. Mike Gunzelman, Fox News.
I'm Mary Corsetti, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.